Two icons of American comedy died over the weekend. Saturday, Dick Gregory, the pioneering African-American comedian and civil rights activist, died in Washington, D.C. He was 84 years old. And on Sunday, legendary comedian and filmmaker Jerry Lewis died in Las Vegas at the age of 91. Joining me in the studio is comedian Roy Wood Jr. He's a correspondent for The Daily Show and the new host of This Is Not Happening on Comedy Central. Roy, welcome to The Takeaway.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, besides an era, and I think of them both as sort of narrow lapels, white shirts, and skinny ties time, do these two men share anything?
I definitely think they share the ability to reach people with their humor. And I think that they were both clearly, if you look at their resumes, they definitely cared about the betterment of society as a whole.
What will Dick Gregory be remembered for?
Freedom fighter. I believe that that is his legacy. I believe that Mr. Gregory left a lot on the table where entertainment accolades are concerned in exchange for going to a protest or in exchange for saying something that may not have been popular with the mainstream of that time. And I would imagine, and it's probably one of the biggest regrets I have in the two times that I met him and not asking him, is what did you say no to? What things in your career did you turn down in exchange for the cause?
I spoke to him at length at the beginning of last year, and he struck me as one of those people who didn't need it.
I wonder how many black folks really realize how black folks feel about white folks and their dog. Kiss them in the mouth, take them outside, the dog run across the street, kiss another dog in the butt, come back, they don't even wash it.
It was a way to make a living.
Correct.
He was good at it. He was proud of being good at his craft, but he didn't crave it the way some comics do.
No, I always felt like that was the sugar that he put on the bitterness of the truth that he was given. And I think he found comedy to be probably one of the better delivery vehicles for that. And it was something that he was able to exploit over his time. But, you know, at the end of the day, when Dick Gregory was on stage, I don't think people expected a comedy show, so to speak. You came to laugh, but you knew you were going to leave with something more than just a couple of chuckles and a two-drink minimum. I saw him I emceed a brunch that he did in Selma, Alabama during the Bridge Crossing Jubilee. This was 4 or 5 years ago. And Mr. Gregory just walks up to the podium very casually. And for a comedian to get laughs through, I consider a podium a joke barrier. Describe a podium. A podium presents an elegance and a regalness of what you're about to say. And as you can see here with this little microphone, and Dick Gregory was getting applause breaks, and I've never seen anything like that in my life. But it was the moment between the laughs where there was dead silence. And this is a banquet, and you didn't hear a single fork clink a plate. He had undivided attention of everyone. And I think when you think about his legacy, I don't think the first thing anyone is going to say, oh, yeah, I love that one bit he did. It's that one point he made. It's that one thing he tried to represent. I think that is his legacy.
I've never taught my children you have to be twice as smart as white people. See, children don't hear what you mean. They hear what you say. And when you tell them they got to be twice as smart, in their mind, they think they're dumb.
How about Jerry Lewis? I think the peak of his career is so long ago now that it's hard for us to remember what a huge hit he was. How profitable his movies were, how popular they were.
I think at the end of the day, where comedy is concerned, to me, that's the one good thing about comedy. I believe it to be a very timeless genre of entertainment. A laugh is a laugh. If you understand the setup, then the punchline will pay it off. And if Jerry Lewis hasn't made a movie in 20 years or 30 years, you could still sit one of his movies down in front of someone. And I guarantee you, if they have no idea who he is, no clue who he is, there's still going to be a laugh in that. And I think that's something that I feel like comedians have an ability to do. And I feel like that's why a lot of people carry comedians with them for so long, even long after you've been entertained formally by Jerry Lewis as a person of his era. If you're from Jerry Lewis's era, you remember how he made you feel. You remember how those movies touched you. You remember how those jokes made you feel. And I think that is why, you know, comedians live long, long after they're dead in our hearts.
In my experience, comics are pretty generous when talking up people who influence them. Did either man influence you?
Dick Gregory. I never had the honor of meeting Mr. Lewis, but the two times that I saw Mr. Gregory was the aforementioned at the Selma banquet, and the other time I saw him perform in Nashville, and he did about 2 hours, and he just stood up there chilling with his hot tea, and he had a couple of notes, and he had, you know, some magazines and articles and stuff that he's pulled from newspapers and libraries to, you know, to reiterate some of the points comedically. And the thing that I've always tried to say about Dick Gregory, there's certain comedians that you see as a comic who make you throw out your act, where you see a comedian and you go, man, I need to be a better comedian. And you would see Dick Gregory and you would leave the show thinking, I need to be a better person. And whatever he was talking about would eclipse your career. You weren't even thinking about, like, I've never watched Dick Gregory and thought once, man, I wish I'd have wrote that joke. It's, wow, I don't care enough. I don't think enough. I don't read between the lines on what's happening in society and to black people. And it definitely forces you to raise the bar creatively, or at least it forced me to put me in a mindset where, you know, I try my best to talk about stuff within my act that has some semblance of meaning, something that has some level of ability to reach black people or dissect a black issue. And I'm nowhere near what Dick Gregory was doing, but it at least got my compass pointed in the right direction.
Roy Wood Jr. is a correspondent for The Daily Show and the new host of This Is Not Happening on Comedy Central. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.